Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And, you know, we've had a couple of weeks of March and we finally wrapped up the madness. This yesterday, today, what day is it even?
Well, I just know that a guy named Luke is officially the hottest man of Bravo, I guess, of all time.
Well, hold on. First off, last week when we recorded, we were in our final two of Andrea versus Frankie versus. People get really mad at us, by the way, when we do verse versus versus. Like, they do not like that we don't use the right word. But you know what? Here we are. I'm just going to say, I hear you. I cannot change.
Verse? Or is it verses?
It's verses. It's verses.
Oh, but verse? Why can't you say verse?
Well, it's just not the right word. Either way, I'm just saying, I hear you, but it's really hard for me to change who I am. Okay. So just know I have acknowledged it though. Okay. But last week,
that seems like a technicality. And guess what? This podcast is not about technicality. It's the antithesis of technicalities because we don't give a fuck. Okay.
Oh, wow. Mary is on one today. Okay. So, anyways, last week was Andrea versus Frankie Jr. with Andrea as the winner. And, you know, sometimes I get nervous because I will like message the guys because, you know, we're messaging them. Can you send us a photo? Can you send us? And I'm like, oh man, Andrea, he sent us photos, but I don't know if he'll send us a video. He literally was just like, this is so sweet. Sent it over.
Beautiful acceptance speech.
Beautiful. Like between him and then we did our hot Hall of Fame bracket, which, you know, it came down to Luke and Carl. I was correct here. I predicted both winners of Andrea and Luke.
I said Mauricio and I thought the Giggly Squatters were going to help Craigie. I was wrong.
Yeah. I apologize.
But also I want a more upsets people. I don't want predictability.
Maybe what we need to like change up is instead of like, again, we'll do a follow-up survey at some point, but like maybe instead of like seeding them based on vote, maybe we do like a pull from the hat and we kind of start. That's how people are paired up against each other.
I see.
Something like that, because you're right. You know, it wasn't surprising that the final four was Andy, who I believe was a two seed, Frankie, Andrea, and Craig that were one seeds.
Okay. I kind of like that.
Like just switching, like here's your random top 64 and then it's a random draw.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe that's like something that we do, but you know,
it's have a year to prepare for this.
We do have a year to prepare, but I have to say,
also, how is it still March?
Mary?
March needs to end.
Tomorrow it's the last day. It's over. It is over. But you know, it's like, oh man, the speeches were so sweet though. And I felt between Luke and Andrea, I was like, this is why they win. Not that Carl or, you know, or Frankie or whoever wouldn't have done a great video, but it's like when they're so humbled by the fact that all of you guys love them so much and vote for them and like see them, right? They're
what?
Uh-oh. If you had to sleep, you could only sleep with one of them, Andrea or Luke, who are you going with?
Luke.
I mean Sophie's choice. Don't make me choose.
I'm going Luke.
Okay. Okay, great. I'll
you could do
either,
Andrea.
Either. Put me in a make it a Courtney sandwich, okay? A little Eiffel Tower. I don't know. Anyways. too much. I went too far. I'm sorry. We're both on one.
It's definitely explicit today.
I apologize. I'll make sure that I categorize this as an explicit podcast for the week. I'm just saying they're both so sweet. And listen, it was a Summer House three-peat, four-peat if you want to throw the bracket in, but three-peat for the year, right? Luke, Carl, Andrea. Luke is the Hot Hall of Fame. Andrea will be inducted to the Hall of Fame next year. There'll be like a play exciting round,
times.
You
it's,
know.
Exciting times.
It's so wild. I'm just, thanks everybody for participating. It's always so fun to see how much people like get into it or like, you know, they like message us. Like I literally made accounts for every single person in my family so that they could all vote for March Madness or like, you know, like they're sending like, their boyfriends or their moms or their dads or, you know, partners being like, they literally don't know who a single person is in this, but they're judging them based on hotness.
Yes.
And a lot of messages of like, oh, the ones that say submitted, I automatically vote for if I can't decide because I like to know that the guys are into it.
I love it. I just, you know, love it.
I yeah, just love the strategy of it all.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Also, so then to wrap it all up today, we also got the Atlanta trailer.
Yes.
Sunday, May 1st.
Underwhelming. Underwhelming.
I'm worried it's going to be like an OC season. However, Sheree is back.
Sheree is back. Marlo with the peach.
Seems against Marlo. You know, we got Candy still. Drew.
It seems
Drew,
like they're trying to bring
Drew.
They're trying to bring down Candy too.
I don't like that. We've got the new housewife. I mean, look, I actually
four-time Olympian.
There felt that there was very, yeah, it's like the new like Wendy, like 4 degrees. Like, but it felt very much there. I know Portia's gone. I didn't miss her though from the preview.
I didn't even notice
from the trailer. So I think that this
it's funny how quickly I can forget about a housewife.
Yeah.
Like even when we were talking about Roni Legacy, I forgot to include Dorinda. I love Dorinda. Then there was this moment in OC this week and Shannon said something in a certain voice and it made me miss Vicky and Tamara. That never happens to me though.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that we've had so many great housewives and I feel, you know, Sheree returning, it's like, we've got the joggers. She's talking to Apollo at one point.
Yes.
It's like a crossover. Screen. It's also like her love life with Tyrone. So we're getting like a love after lockup crossover. It feels
which there, he gets, they broke up because of this.
Ooh,
right.
I don't know.
I feel like I read that.
Could
be. He's trying to keep something out.
Oh, interesting. I mean,
of the filming.
Look, I'm going to watch.
Did Trey's I just the make this collector. Up?
Probably not. I'm sure people are yelling at us. It's fine. But I just, you know, it's just nice to have a new franchise a coming, a new season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where it's
fresh
it's,
start because this OC is
oof,
not.
Oof. I know.
Also, they should have done. Jersey is going to have a short season there. I think Jersey is on a good pattern with short seasons. OC should have done a short season.
We're on how like are
episode
they,
15.
Okay. But it's got to be wrapping up soon. They've already shot the reunion. So the reunion's been shot. I mean, Teresa had her appendix removed this past week. And so the reunion was supposed to film this week. I don't know if they've pushed it now, back or not, because obviously... Do?
What? Appendicitis topically or what is
laparoscopically?
Something.
Okay.
But it's not as bad of a recovery.
Well, but I've heard people say, like, I haven't got mine out, but I heard people say like the first week you're like in a lot of pain just in recovery. So I could see them pushing it back. And I've also heard Gia's going to be appearing.
Take a Xanax.
Yeah. So Gia's going to be appearing at the reunion too.
I don't like that.
We'll get into it when we talk Jersey, but I will agree with that. But I mean, yeah, it's like Atlanta's came back. Then we've got Beverly Hills. We've got Real Housewives of Dubai. Potomac is filming right now. So it's like we're getting back in. I have to say, this is controversial though, but I do kind of love just two housewives on at a time, right?
So it's I agree.
It's like I haven't been watching Below Deck Sailing yet. I know, sue me. I'm sorry. But it's like we've got that and Summer House on Mondays. You've got Jersey on Tuesdays. You've got OC on Wednesdays.
Thursday, and then I believe, Top Chef.
Yeah. But
I'm back on Top Chef.
I thought that the challenge last week was really cool.
I
two dishes half, completely different, but exactly the same.
I'm half
I'm in the middle.
Okay. But I mean, like the challenge is like make two dishes and that it's are
double totally, elimination.
Yes. Yeah. And then, so Austin and Craig are now on a Pillows and Beer live podcast tour. And there's these rumors. Craig basically said so many things that happened
last night at that podcast. I feel like they're in so much trouble today.
Austin is dating that girl, Olivia, who will be on the new season of Southern Charm, which he said is supposed to start June 16th.
With 16 episodes?
I'm not sure. Would he know how many episodes there are?
I think he said something that there is a longer season because it was so good.
Okay. Yeah. That they said this is the most exciting season. Leva's show that's like the Vanderpump Rules spinoff is going to be filming soon. Craig says he's going to propose to Paige around their year mark. Then also, what did he say? That she's moving to Charleston for May and June.
And it's filming.
So like, are they getting a spinoff?
Or is it like... Also, I think he said that off, like he didn't say that on stage.
Oh, you think he like whispered that to some, like kind of mentioned that, or maybe he's trying to like put it into the ether. So like Bravo will be like, oh, that is a good idea. Why don't we film that? He's also joined TikTok, you guys.
Oh, maybe the Winter House people are getting a summer house in Charleston.
No. I mean, Summer House usually starts like filming around
it because we have some concerns about Summer House. It is an epic, wonderful season.
Let's just go into Summer House. Tell me your thoughts.
We were talking over text and it's like, do Carl and Lindsay only have one good summer left?
I think that I predict for them, seriously, by next summer, they'll be babies. I would love to see the spinoff Into the City, though. Because I think Kyle and Amanda are kind of in that same boat. I want to know what's going on with Lover Boy. So like there's
the Lover Boy spinoff.
Where Vanderpump also, by the way, I just want to detour too, because I don't know if you guys saw that casting call that now they're looking for casts of Country Clubs and Everything That My Dad Had Pitched.
I know.
There's literally a casting call for that. And I'm like, Rusty Frayne deserves a raise. Okay. I need to tell him about that. Wait,
also, did you see that rumor that, Nima is dating Raquel, or
yes,
Raquel,
but it's been
also dating.
It's been debunked because they say she's dating who?
Peter
Madrigal. And someone said that they saw her at Taroni that saw them together. You think she still works at Sir?
I think she's one of the ones that actually works at Sir, you know?
But here's what they
like doing this like 75 day challenge that you worked out twice a day and like don't drink and meditate and, you know, like this healthy lifestyle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have a feeling she fell off. I got to like day four of it with her.
Oh, you did it too?
No.
Following along to day four.
No, I did Prolon. and I felt great. Took a plane Friday. Tried doing keto, hated it.
You quit keto, on that already?
Keto quit. Well, I woke up Saturday. I did not feel good. I did not feel right.
Well, it's the keto flu.
But I was already in ketosis.
Were you?
Yes, for Prolon. You're in ketosis from Prolon. Then I felt so sick on Saturday, but it might have been the elevation. It's like 8,500 in Vail.
Wow.
So I had to eat carbs.
You got to do what you got to do. But what I was saying, going back, is like what they missed the mark with on Vanderpump is that once everybody started getting married, granted, I think that there was like, you know, a racist incident that stopped it from happening. But like once they started getting married and having babies, they needed to do like Vanderpump babies, right? Or they needed to like spin the old cast off.
Vanderpump Rules.
Exactly. So Summer House, get it right. And let's like
learn from the mistakes.
Let's bring in a bunch of people. I'm sorry. I still want Alex to have his opportunity.
Well, I think you're very smart though, because we're invested in the Lindsay and Carl journey. I'm investing in the Kyle and Amanda journey.
The Lover Boy. Like, give us a Lover Boy spinoff. Let's just see their regular life.
Well, also, we can take Danielle on that as well.
And Robert, yeah.
Like, the couple spinoff show. But yeah, let's add in some new fun people to the house.
Well, it's not even like
the summer.
We literally have people from Winter House. And this season of Winter House, there's a couple of new people. So like, bring them into the Summer House. Or maybe let's have like Summer Houses right next door to each other. So we have a large cast. I mean, Bravo, if you want, we would watch 2 hours of this. ABC gives us like 12 hours of The Bachelor or Bachelorette if we wanted it. You could do that for Summer House. We would watch it.
But maybe it's so good because we only get 44 minutes.
Give me 88. Okay, give me as many as possible. But
maybe it wouldn't be as good.
It would. Believe me, there's so many stories. I'm like, okay, our lovely Luke has barely been in it too. It's like, where's Luke? Where's, like, we want to focus where, you know, they said there's like the rumor that Andrea wasn't able to join, go to Winter House because basically he has a girlfriend now. He's like in real time is back with Lexi. And it's kind of this thing like, hey, well, you're not like single. You don't get to go. But yet we seem to focus so much on the couples.
Right.
So, you know, we've got, well, I think
it's also
there.
Like confusing because in real life, if you were to go to a Winter House or a Summer House and you were in a couple, you'd bring your boyfriend. Like, it was kind of weird that Jolie girl last year went without.
Well, I think her boyfriend was like 50, so he might not have felt fit in. She was dating. I know she was dating a much older man. So maybe it was like just he wouldn't have fit in with the crowd. And I think she got cast and then they got back together.
Got it.
Is what I believe happened. But either way, I just feel like we have a lot of people.
No, but I mean, if they want Andrea to come, then he has to be with Lexi.
Sure. I'm happy to see that. But I'm just saying, like, I think if we have all of these characters that we're characters, I know they're real humans, but like these characters like that we're like interested in, or like, again, what's the next iteration? We need more Winter House type shows. We need more MTV challenge like shows. Like the Housewives are the staple, yes, of Bravo, but it's these shows that are carrying it.
I agree.
So and
let's get these Summer House people some taglines.
I just keep thinking of like what Lindsay's would be.
Would it be like, I'll eat whoever sandwiches I want. You get it?
You know,
it's layered. That is very layered. Mm. Really have to think about that one, guys.
You want to explain a little more?
I'll eat whoever sandwiches I want.
Is sandwiches code for wieners?
It can be whatever you want it to be.
Could it do? Does it apply to Luciano?
Yes.
I love she's like Luciano is basically, you know, the next morning we're all dealing with the aftermath of it all. And he's like, so I'm going to Southampton today and then I'm going to Argentina forever. Like she's like, okay, let me put some clothes on. I'll drive you home.
I thought it was very generous for her to drive him home.
I was like, Uber.
Oh, I would be like, get out as quickly as possible.
Maybe she was like going to get breakfast or something on her way to home, you know? I also just love to, I love that Maya got in bed with Robert and Danielle and they're talking about it and they're like, and Robert's like, well, yeah, Lindsay hooked up with that guy. She's like, He's like, he just walked by. They're like, what? Austin sleeping in Andrea's room who slept in Alex's room with Alex. Cause again, another episode that Alex isn't here, you guys. And he was missing. There was a speaking part of Alex this week. Did you know that?
No.
They're driving to the house for the next weekend for Andrea's Italian dinner. Andrea in the front seat, Luke in the passenger seat. Alex is filming in the back seat, asking questions about the dinner. That is Alex's voice.
Oh my God, I missed that. That's so sad.
It's poor justice for Alex.
So sad.
Okay. So, but let's talk. Why is he sleeping? I mean, I do appreciate that he slept alone and that he only got to, you know, arm wrestle.
Also, though, like Austin's anxiety Sunday scaries is through the roof. He's calling Lindsay. He's naked and afraid. He wants to get the hell out of this place as quickly as possible. Know this feeling. I have felt this feeling. I am abandoned after a weekend like this. Like, get out as quickly as you can.
Any vacation, any weekend that you go away for, when you wake up on Sunday, you're like, I got to pack my bags and get out as soon as possible. People always are like, oh, let's know. We'll hang out on Sunday. We'll lay by the pool. No. We'll leave that. No. My alarm has gone off inside my head and my bags are packed and I don't even care what I've left here. I'll be back next weekend. Like
the alarm never goes off because I don't sleep the entire night riddled with anxiety.
Like, what did I do? How many girls did I say I was going to hook up with? You know, and then it's like, and then there, no, first off, everybody in the house cleans except for Paige, Sierra. And I think Amanda comes out towards the end, but she was really comfy in her IKEA comforter.
I cannot stand this yellow comforter. I've seen it before. I'm almost positive it's from IKEA, and it makes me want to barf. I hate this comforter with a fucking
It is barf color. It's like it is like split pea.
Disgusting.
But yeah, so everybody's cleaning.
Sorry if you have that comforter.
It's really cute. We love it. It's like, you know, Mean Girls, and she's like, oh my God, cute bracelet. She's like, thanks, my mom. Oh my God. So fetch. The ugliest having bracelet I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then Austin and Sierra are talking because poor Sierra is still
I just had a thought. Uh-huh. What if people do that to me?
Oh, they do.
Oh my God.
Your white pumps. I'm just kidding. I love the white
it's
pumps.
It's a signature look a la Erica Jane.
I'm kidding. You don't have to justify.
It's hot.
You don't have to justify. I got white boots. Okay. I get it. That's true. I get it. But you know, like Sierra, this girl is just trying. She still like wants to be wanted by Austin. And she's like, and he's like, we just cleaned. It looked like a murder scene. We just cleaned it. She's like, I didn't clean. I wasn't going to help. He's like, we know. Even Austin, who is a guest in this house, knows Sierra's not cleaning.
Why do they all hug each other in the morning? Like they haven't seen each other in 8 hours.
This is like a very lovey-dovey cast. Don't you feel that way? Except for the younger ones. Cause when Amanda showed up to Paige's house in her apartment with like that really cool roof, she's like, should we hug? And Paige's like, yeah, we can hug. It seems like the older ones, like, but do you ever look, you guys have to look at the embrace, the hugs. I want a hug from Luke.
Oh,
I don't know if you watched the hugs he gave. They are full of passion and true excitement that you're there.
What do you think he smells like?
Oh, I think pine.
I think we're going to get a scent of Luke real soon.
Oh man. I think he smells I think he's very intentional about his smell.
I'd agree. I would agree.
Who are we?
I want to know who's the last three people he's hooked up with.
Okay.
I just don't
ever get him on the pod. You can ask.
How does he not hook up with people on camera? How does he not hook up every single night?
Maybe he's hooking up back in the city.
I guess he just likes to keep it off camera.
Yeah. He's, you know, Paige in her original seasons.
Okay.
So then, you know, they're in their room getting ready to go. And Paige is like, where's Austin? Sierra, this poor, I just feel so bad because you have that secondhand embarrassment of, oh my God, like, he embarrassed the hell out of me. And he did.
It's she's like, I feel like an idiot. And she's like, Paige is a ride or die friend. She's like,
no. I've got some issues with Paige this week.
You know what? You know why everyone thinks he's an asshole? Because he is an asshole. Okay. Mm-hmm. He's the worst.
The worst.
Also, and Sierra looks the best in her confessional. Like,
oh, we've talked about this.
But like, it is
that black corset.
Is it? It's not black, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was
the black corset with the ponytail.
Yeah, I mean, with her tits out, it's fucking stunning. Flawless.
Beautiful.
Flawless. She's
beautiful. I love that Maya's fitting into the group. I feel like, you know, people are saying her and Oliver are dating in real time.
What?
Yeah.
She got a social security?
I love when she's like social. Okay, you guys, Oliver is Chef
Boyardee.
Chef Boy OG. His last name is Gray, Oliver Gray. Chef Boy OG 3. And I'm like,
did you find him? Can you send it to me?
Yeah, I just told you his name.
Yeah, but can you put it over me and send me a picture? Thanks.
Sure.
Sure. Okay, the Maya and Oliver date, I was like, oh my gosh, like I was like, also, what are like they gonna two talk of my friends about
follow
next?
Him that are like how do you know Oliver Gray?
Maybe they know him. Maybe he went to Stanford.
No, those it's not those friends. I have some questions. I have.
Okay. I thought, you know, first dates, man, that could be real awkward. I thought they had some great conversations. Like
I loved it. I love that her last meal would be
broccoli.
Yeah, a side of broccoli.
Pasta. Like,
a big bowl of pasta, a big bowl of, did she say French fries? And then she said like a bowl of broccoli. And he's like, broccoli? She's like, for balance.
I like it.
I think that they had good chemistry. I loved her because I feel like she's me when it comes to a first date. She's like, what if the waitress says, hi, happy couple. And now it's awkward because we have to say, what if he doesn't think I'm funny? I think this all the time. What if they don't think I'm funny? I'm really freaking funny. Like, and I'm like, and my just jokes just land flat. Like, I think all this, like, I play these scenarios out in my head. And again, I know that's for my therapist, but like, I play these scenarios out all the time. I'm like, I like this guy. What if he doesn't like me? I have to think of all these things.
It's hard.
And I want to order some Maya cookies. Just
yeah, we should
support Maya.
Also, I think they'll make the perfect couple because she loves sour cream and he doesn't like it. So she can eat the sour cream when it comes on a quesadilla for him. Get it.
Or he could ask for no sour cream.
No, but like that's
no sour cream, double guac.
No, that's what makes a great couple.
I agree. I mean,
I get it. I get it.
Compliment. Right. I think that they have good vibes together. I love that he texted Danielle saying like, she is cool as fuck. Like I'm excited for them. So, you know, that festival that they all went to is like the palm tree festival or something they went to at the end of summer. Like Lindsay's hair is pink. It was like Celsius official sponsored. They all posted it from there. And like Sierra and Luke were like super close, like the whole thing. Well, Oliver was there. And there's a photo. I will send it to you. You can post this tomorrow too to say that you think that they're together. He's literally got his arms around her. You can't tell it's him, but you can tell it it's her.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then let's talk about this whole prenup situation. So I think it's really funny that Amanda's had that ring for 3 years, yet it's not insured.
I think he did a really good job bringing up the combo. He was like, this makes me feel really uncomfortable, but like all the investors are asking. And I think Amanda answered it great. She's like, show me the reasons why this would be a good decision for me. She shut that down real fucking quick. And you know what? Good for you, Amanda, because with him every step of the way.
But I think that that's not like in her mind. She's like, we're preparing for divorce. It's like, it's literally insurance. You buy insurance for your car. You buy insurance for your house because if something goes wrong, protected. This protects you too, Amanda, from that $4 million loan that Kyle took out that your name is not attached to. If you guys divorce and that's not paid off, you owe part of that now.
I think she's actually being smart because she's like fully invested in this company. She's seen it from the ground up. She deserves half of what it's going to be.
But she hasn't been there from the ground up.
Yes, she has.
She was still working her other job. I don't think she makes them
a lot of money too.
Oh, I 100% agree. And I think that she's super crucial to the company. I'm not saying that at all, but it's like the prenup is for protection. I don't think it's that crazy to get one. I want
Teresa Giudice, Giudice, whatever. I want her to get a prenup.
Okay. But why? But you don't want Amanda to get one.
No.
But why?
Because I think she deserves whatever Kyle has.
But it's not.
She's helped him get there.
But that's not it. It's like more, it's protection for both of them though. They can write in their prenup too, how they want, like what they want to say and like where assets lie and all this. Like you can write whatever you want in a prenup.
Yeah, but
why should Teresa have one though? He's
just trying to like keep money away from her.
You're an Amanda. That's crazy talk.
No, that's
but why should Teresa have? I guess I just am not. It seems like a double standard to me. Teresa, we want her to protect herself from.
No,
Louis.
It has nothing to do with like boys and girls.
That's what it feels like.
No, it doesn't. It's not. That's not him. Okay. But another example.
Okay.
Bethany should 100% get a prenup.
Okay. So I guess I'm still trying to figure out because Jason was very instrumental with Skinny Girl when they were married. I guess I'm just trying to figure out where the line lies because it's like Amanda should get the it does seem very boys versus girls. I just want you to think about that. Maybe it's unconscious bias. Okay.
No. Okay. I also think that.
Hmm. Waiting.
I'm just thinking.
I'm thinking it's hard for you to think of another opinion here. Should Dolores get a prenup? If she gets engaged when she was getting married to the doctor, should she have gone? What do you mean? Who's the guy? What does it matter who it is?
I don't think Dolores has a lot to protect.
But what is it? I guess it just to me is like,
to me, it's protecting your assets.
But it's like Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey did not get a prenup, and he was the big breadwinner in the beginning. Right. And then she opened up Jessica Simpson, and then she she had to do a huge settlement to fit. Like,
well, so you can do a postnup. Like,
Ashley no, but all I'm Darby. Saying is that the tide changes. So I think if you want
to, I'm on Amanda's side on this one.
Okay. But I think, again, I don't think a prenup is because you're going to get divorced. I think it's just to make it's insurance. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not getting a prenup.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to Paige's roof.
Sierra. You're young.
25. I feel so bad for her.
It's not Lindsay's fault, though.
She's like, oh, Austin's in the city. He hasn't even called me once. I'm going to have to see him. I'm going to have to see him at the wedding. And Amanda's like, don't be blaming Lindsay. You know, she's single. She's going to do what she wants. And that's when Sierra's like, exactly. She has no regard for me. And Paige says the same thing. And she's trying to get back at you because of Vermont.
But when Paige says she's trying to get back at you because of Vermont, though, when she says that, I'm like, so you're basically admitting, though, that Sierra did the same thing to Lindsay.
Right.
So realize what you're saying there, because you're saying now, before it was like Lindsay has no regard. Like last week, you guys even said, could you imagine if the situation was reversed? Lindsay would, all hell would break loose. But Paige, you're actually just admitting that that's what happened in Vermont, and she's getting back at you for it. Now, listen, do I think that Lindsay, and we'll get into the fight and I'll talk about it there, but let's talk about this
drive out with Paige and Craigie. So Craigie invites Paige to Delaware, like, but don't overthink it.
Just because I'm inviting you out does not mean we're official. That's going to be like what happens with the engagement. Like, hey, just because we're engaged, don't think I'm a one woman kind of guy. Okay. Like, I don't want you to get anything into your head that this means something, this wedding ring.
I don't want you to think that I like want you to meet my parents just because I'm having you to my house in Delaware, like, where my parents live.
We need a dog sitter because the family's going away for a weekend. So I thought you could come meet them and then we'll all go and you just stay back at the house.
But I'm also I'm surprised that she's so like, I'm not going to like make you be my boyfriend. I'm not going to make you do anything. Maybe she just knows it's coming and she doesn't want to force it.
No, she's the cool girl. Oh my God, Craig, I would never think that. She's like, you love me. You want to marry me. Like, no, Paige, come on. Like, if I would be like, well, I'm not meeting your parents unless it's like official.
How do you even go to someone's house and meet their parents if you're not official?
And like, they're like, oh my God, so this is your girlfriend? He's like, no, it's my fuck buddy. But when it does feel like it's getting serious, then she'll be my girlfriend. But like right now I'm hooking up with her, but like if the
Cavalier's in Nashville as well.
Yeah. So it's like, like she's like, oh my God, like I'm not getting excited, but like I'm excited. I'm like, Paige, come on. But then they're like all like loving up, like she's holding his hand in the car, like the whole thing. I'm like,
it works out.
It does, because now they're apparently going to get engaged soon. So, you know. Okay. So then
we go out by the pool. It's Maya, Danielle, and Lindsay. And Lindsay is saying, Sierra needs to learn how to not give a fuck.
She's like, I'm 35. She's 25.
She should have talked to me last weekend.
Flashback
to last weekend in the shed.
I love too that Lindsay's like, and Danielle is a great hype girl too, because she's like, oh, Lindsay's just going to make out with whoever she wants. I'm like, okay. So I do feel, here's the thing. Lindsay doesn't care, but that she makes out with Austin, whatever, but she's like, she is doing it a little bit to piss Sierra off, right? Oh, like clearly. So it's like when they're like, she's like, I'm just going to like hook up wherever. Like also like my history with Austin is making out. And like, I'm just like a normal girl. And I'm like, And like even Maya's like, oh no, I can't give you
normal. No, Maya, I actually didn't like this about Maya. Maya runs and tells Paige and Sierra, and she's Well, I heard some interesting information.
No, I didn't like that about Maya too, because it started, it was the catalyst for all of this, right? Like, but it's like,
Paige's like classic Lindsay, you know.
Austin is the worst, but she's a close motherfucking second. And then they go like PR, like Sierra's very like upset about this. And here's the thing. Sierra's she's like right by far the youngest girl in that, like the youngest person in that house. I think like Maya's 28. So Sierra is probably the youngest at 25, which is like easily malleable. Like she can, like you can tell her something and tell her what to do. Paige basically tells her to go off on Lindsay. Like
yeah. Paige is like, just go off on that bitch. He's a fucking loser. And he did you a favor. You don't want to be with him long-term. You're so much better than that. Like, but tonight at that table, I want dinner and a motherfucking show.
I just felt like with this dinner, like the prep for this dinner, like you could just tell Andrea's like, it's a holiday in Italy. I'm so excited to cook everyone dinner. He's brought all this stuff. It looks like he's brought bags from Italy, which is freaking expensive. Okay. He's got decorations. He's got flags. He's got banners. He's just like cooking his heart out. And he's just, you know, I can't be in Italy. I want to be here. And you just start to watch these scenes. And like, obviously we see the preview that we know the wine glass gets thrown, but you're like, this guy poured this our March Madness winner's dinner's about to be ruined.
Do you think he's just bombed? And that's why he's so sad?
I literally think he's homesick because of COVID. I feel like he hasn't traveled back to Italy at all.
No, but
I think
it's about Lexi.
I think it's twofold. I think he's super homesick. And I think he just, yeah, I think they were, I don't know if you saw the glasses of red wine that were being poured, because the goal, when they asked if they, Lindsay and Daniel asked if they could do anything. And he said, just drink the red wine. She said, you got it. Mm-hmm. Sierra at one point at the table has a wine glass, and I'm not kidding. There's maybe 4 centimeters from the top. That's not filled. So it's like, this is all red wine fueled.
Michael and I call that a Top Chef pour. If you notice on Top Chef, they pour the wine to the brim.
I've never noticed. I'm going to look out for
it. Oh my gosh. You're like, that's a crazy pour.
Like there's just no refills.
No.
I wonder if it's a continuity thing for Top Chef.
Oh yeah.
Because it's probably easier to be like, okay, pour it to this line or whatever, you know, like in Love is Blind, like that's why they give them all like those gold plated wine glasses so that continuity wise, you can't see where the level of wine is.
That makes so much sense.
I mean, I don't know if that's why, but I wonder if that could be why.
Yeah, you're probably right. Also, Paige's pink outfit was just to die for. And I'm like, I can't believe you just wore that in the car. That was a show stopping outfit for me.
I liked it. Yeah. I liked it. I thought actually everybody looked fabulous at this dinner. I love that it was like a themed dinner.
It was like the Italian flag thing.
Well, like, yeah, I was like, oh, I think for Italy, you just wear some combo of red, white, or green.
I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, okay, Carl, you nailed it with the pasta shirt. Loved it. Somebody should have worn a shirt that said it's not about the pasta.
Oh my. That was very meta.
And then I was like, oh, there's a lot of green going on. And then I noticed some red. I'm like, oh, it's the Italian flag.
Craig was like in his like hat. I'm like, that's a Luke thing. That's
Luke's hat.
Yeah, that's Luke's hat. Come on. But all white, you know, but I thought everybody looked great. And, you know, and he just, you're right. He's homesick. He's talking about pulled back on Lexi because he thought something might happen with Paige. And then he basically put his eggs in 2 baskets and then they both cracked and now they're gone. And like, you know, both girls are gone and he made a mistake. And he wants to talk about love. He's a changed fuckboy. Okay.
I want everyone to talk about love. So Lindsay is like, so matter of fact, there's 4 pillars of love: trust, communication, respect, and love. Write those down.
Uh-huh.
I have a PowerPoint about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. She's like, where is Stravi when I need him? What is Andreas
he's up to?
Not making sandwiches. I'll tell you that much. Well, okay. He was part of the Tao group. So maybe he's the one that's hosting like Heather and Gina at the restaurant.
Oh yeah.
You know, he's true. Like, oh, housewives, come on in. Andrea says like, love means like you're supportive, you're understanding, and you just don't feel it for anyone else. It keeps you up at night. And then he like starts to cry. And I'm like, no, give him a tissue, not our baby. Andrea. Like,
he is up at night thinking about Lexi.
He really is.
And it's Kyle, they have this really sweet moment where Kyle's like, true love is when you meet someone that makes you a better person. And, you know, when you wake up, you want to do more and create something. And it's like such a sweet answer. It's like what it takes for you to have purpose. And Amanda's teary eyed. Also, you guys, so
I will tell you the one
bad outfit, by the way, Amanda's whale tail green leggings.
Oh, I didn't notice.
You did not notice the back of her pants. It was like, you know, when a thong used to stick out.
Yes, I did.
I'm like, please don't make that come back.
And then she was sitting next to Craig and like holding his hand as well. Did you notice that?
Yes, they were holding hands. She had her arm at one point around his chair. I mean, I don't think that there's anything going on. I just noticed the under the table hand holding.
Okay. Also, I didn't believe Kyle's answer.
Oh, I did.
Oh, I didn't.
I think Kyle
wants Amanda to believe in his answer in terms of he wants Amanda to
sign the prenup.
No, to stop being in the bed. He like their fights are because he thinks she's lazy. And I honestly think it was like
an undercover. Answer,
yeah. It was like, when you meet someone that makes you a better person, Amanda, like
and
you,
wake up, get yes, up out of like, the bed, yeah. do more, do something.
Create something, Amanda.
Amanda, remember, yeah, can't hardly wait.
Yeah, that's how I that's.
Oh wow, I thought it was a sweet moment.
No, so cool. I didn't buy it.
Okay, so then Paige says, "Love is unconditional, and you even love the bad stuff." And it's like me and Craig. Like I feel like they're just such a high school, like middle school relationship. Like, do you want to hold my hand? He's like, no, I want to hold Amanda's hand.
I still don't get them. I just don't get it. I think also
because they're not doing like the real like grind of a relationship.
Yeah. Then Sierra's like, well, let me tell you, it's about mutual respect and security. Also with friendships.
And then Paige is literally foaming at the mouth. Just like, Oh, no.
That smile. I've never seen a smile like that. She is diabolical. Okay. And then she just goes, Lindsay, you have disrespected me. Why would I be okay with asses sleeping in your bed? You guys kissing and making out. You have to isolate your victims to be affectionate with them. I'm like, victims? Oh, Austin Kroll is a victim? A victim of being tall?
Yeah.
What is he a victim of? You know? And it's like, you could have made it a secret. I'm like, Austin said it to your face in the kitchen. It was going to be a secret. Okay. It was a secret until Austin literally tried to tell you, I don't want to be with you.
I know. It's so awkward.
And she's like, and you did it to hurt me and rub it in my face. And I love when Lindsay, okay, she goes, you know, you could do whatever the fuck you want to do. And the saddest thing about it is everyone just says, that's Lindsay and that's your character. You straddled him and so did I in the pool. And you don't give a fuck about anyone or how people feel. And Lindsay's response, calm, cool, collected. Go ahead.
You weren't on my mind. Lindsay's also really, she's on the verge of being really wasted. You can just tell in her eyes. And she's just like, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to take this. And then
she's like, I'm going to let her keep talking.
Uh-huh. You're not on my mind. Like, you know? Why are you screaming? She's trying to activate her.
You don't know how me and Austin are around each other. Hey, he gave you a fair shot of Vermont without being distracted by me. And then she's like, that was 5 months ago. And then Craig has to get in. But here's the thing, Sierra, which like the isolate your victims. Okay, come on. However, I feel like she does have a point when she's like, you can do whatever the fuck you want. And people say that that's just Lindsay. Like, but it can't like,
I do feel like that's kind of a true comment.
I think it's true, but I think she has a point. That's what I'm saying. I think she has a point there and it can be hurtful when it affects you. Right. But these two girls have been at it passive aggressively, like this whole summer and winter house and everything. So it's like, it's not surprising, but yeah, that is who Lindsay is. And you're not totally wrong on that.
I'd agree with that.
But when you did the victims thing, you kind of, and then poor Andrea, I mean, it keeps going back to show Andrea. He's just sitting there crying. And like,
well, I mean, at one point, Amanda tries to take him, you know, good thing Luke takes him outside. He's like, what are you feeling?
Like, well, he's just like, are you okay? Like checking in, like they're so supportive, you know? And then Craig is like, I need to give my 2 cents. I'm mad at Austin. He's like, okay, nobody cares, Craig.
Well, then apparently they didn't talk for 2 months after this, which I'm like, you weren't even there, Craig. So what?
Maybe he got a super advanced copy.
Yeah, I don't know. No. Okay, so then Danielle's, you know, absorbing this conversation. She's kind of going eye to eye. She's like, and then Sierra just is like, you know,
because they're all saying it's Austin's fault. Like, this is Austin's fault. Like, why are you coming at Lindsay? And then go ahead.
And then Danielle and Sierra start going at it. And it was actually, okay, Bravo, you need to do something. I need you to stop rolling the credits like early as it's like ending. I don't like that. I don't want that on my screen yet.
I need the subtitles too without me having to put my closed captioning on, because when there's talking over each other, I couldn't hear.
I agree. I couldn't. It was like, she was like, you have disregarded me as well.
And then Danielle's like, sit the fuck down. And then Sierra, like, they're going.
Sierra does the first throw. Sierra meant to throw just the wine.
No, she does throw just the wine and then throws the glass.
Yeah.
And then Danielle's like, what the hell? And Danielle throws a glass. And I'm like, oh my God.
You better watch yourself.
And literally, and Craig pulls her away. I was like, almost thought it was Alex pulling Sierra away, but it was someone from production. That would have been
his one moment.
Oh my God. Production got more screen time than Alex, you know?
God.
But I'm like, Sierra, God. And then there's been these previews that are showing that you can see kind of like the first couple of minutes of next week's episode. And everybody's like kind of consoling Sierra. And I'm just like, I think everyone is kind of just like, What just happened?
It happened so quickly, right?
She snapped. I don't even understand why she went after Danielle. Like, the whole thing is just like, whoa, this escalated. And I obviously think red wine had to do with it. And then I'm thinking, Andrea and Luke missed it. They missed the fight. It's like, remember when, like, on Potomac, when Ashley Darby, like, went to the bathroom when Monique and Candace got in the fight in the barn? And she came back and she's like, what?
You're totally right. Like, I missed that. Was fight. Over red wine as well. Yeah, whose totally side right. are you on?
Danielle's.
Okay.
Whose side too. Are you on? Me too. I think it's hard to defend. I understand where Sierra is coming from, but I think it's like, one, she should have talked to Lindsay the day after something, right? Like, on
not
her birthday, that was
party, not after, in the shed.
After hours of drinking, not the time nor the place, but they should have had a conversation. They should have met in the city and filmed it on Paige's rooftop, okay? Instead of Amanda going, bring Lindsay over there. Like, let's have this conversation. Because I also think that all of them have the ability to sit there and listen and take it in. But I also just think, like, I also think that Lindsay is a producer in her head. And so it's like, no, this is a good storyline too.
Like, I think also like Lindsay's like, you know what? I have that miscarriage and things are not going to work out with Jason. I just want to have a fun summer. And my fun summer means fucking who I want to, Luciano, Austin. This is the summer of Lindsay.
Yeah. And I also think too, is like Austin is probably, again, I think Austin texts Sierra things. And then after that weekend was like, okay, I got to like pull off because she's too into me now. And I don't, you know, I'm going to just gaslight her instead. And I think he's told Lindsay, like, I'm not into her. I don't want to be with her. So in Lindsay's mind, she's like, they're not together.
Yeah.
You know,
they're not.
And you know, it's also funny too, because before that weekend too, when she was talking about in her confessional, she's like, you know, I'm over him. And I'm like, ooh, the next weekend you seem to not be though.
I think it's hard though. It's really hard when someone is being mean to you. It makes you like them more.
Yeah. Stop pulling my hair, schoolyard. Anything else about Summer House, or let's take a
phenomenal, break? Phenomenal.
All right. Let's take a quick break.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out, because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock ones. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, their comfort from the outside in.
Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabel, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like, after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period, when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way estrocontrol works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out estrocontrol. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code judgy at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code judgy for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay, we are in New Jersey. We are back in the mulch on the tree climb with tree losing her mind.
I don't even understand. Like, let's talk about this. I feel like this is a conversation we have often, but as episodes go on, I think this is a moneymaker for Teresa, but this must be hell every season when everybody keeps going after her and she just comes in hot now. She's not even calm anymore. It's like her only ally is Gia. And I'm thinking, why is Gia even a part of this when Louie should be there? I was like, oh, Louie's not going to go to the baseball game because Gia's there. That's like, these are the things, all the husbands are there and Gia.
Louie was a lot better at baseball. Louie's an athlete. Than I anticipated.
Better than that Joey Gorga who played football touchdown.
But not Tiki.
A touchdown, Joey Gorga.
Tiki saved the day.
Well, you know, Tiki's got that. I'm laughing too. Like Joe Gorga is like the athlete here. I'm like, Tiki played professional football. You played high school. Like Jackie played elementary school softball.
I'm 5'7". I'm 5'7".
Wait, I love when he's like 5'7". You're 5'4" on a good day. Frank Tanner. I'm like, and there it is. There it is. Okay. Back to the treescape here. But what do you think about trees? Sorry. Back to my other comment. Why? Like how does this season become better? Or the seasons become better? Does Teresa leave? Like this is the Teresa show. So they're not going to have her go anywhere. Oh, and also did you see too this week? She said she would be open to the lines of communication with Jacqueline Larita again.
Oh, really? But she lives in Las Vegas.
So, Tinsley lived a lot in Palm Beach, West Palm Beach. I'm just saying, I don't know. Maybe she could go stay at her sister's house, Caroline or Dina. I want Dina to come back. No,
they're not talking, I don't think.
Jacqueline and Dina are, or Jacqueline and Caroline? I think you're right about Caroline.
Yeah. Caroline and Dina.
Hey, Jacqueline. You're not statin over. You're statin.
Oh, wait. Caroline and Dina do not talk.
Correct.
But Jacqueline.
I don't believe that
Jacqueline talks to Caroline.
No, I don't think they do. Oh, I think Caroline has isolated a lot of.
Yeah. So sad.
I know.
I mean, I'd actually rather like Caroline Manzo to come back.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Okay.
I think Caroline Manzo coming back is like Heather Dubrow coming back. Too polarizing of a figure to where people will fall in line with Caroline and it'll become Caroline versus Teresa with Caroline. You know what I mean? Where it's like a Heather versus Shannon kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like that.
Do you think it also works better when they have like younger kids in some ways? Gia has becoming kind of more part of the cast, a la Brianna Gumvelson.
Mm-hmm. Or Brielle Berman.
Right. So
it's you either come like into the cast thing. As a kid who's older, like the Catania's kind of like Frankie and Gabby. They're older, they're not as involved, or you're little kids and you have to leave before they get old enough.
Right.
You know, because when they're little, they're part of the storyline. I feel like when they come in older, they're not as much there, right? Like you don't hear from like Marge's son doesn't want to be a part of it.
We don't even know his real name.
It's not Spencer.
No, we don't know his real name.
Okay, back to the treescape though. So
she's like, you are the news, Margaret. You are the news. You know everything. You know everything.
She's not wrong. Not wrong. Like, I'm like, do you think that Jackie has finally accepted the fact that Marge was talking about the rumor? Because she's like, you made the rumor up about Evan and Jackie. She's like, well, did you hear it from my mouth? She's like, I heard it from someone in Tenafly. I was like, oh, God.
Jackie's like, I don't believe that for a second, Margaret. Don't worry. Don't worry.
It's like, but March is the town gossip.
I know. I love it. I mean, who isn't a gossip?
No, Mary, not everyone is a gossip.
Yes, that's what this entire podcast is about, gossiping.
About people we don't know.
Oh, okay.
We're not trying to ruin anyone's lives.
No, I'm not saying gossip to ruin people's lives. You just talk about people that you know.
But we don't, wait.
But not necessarily in a bad way, just information.
Oh, it's just information. You're just news. An information highway.
It's
you are
just
when you dial 411, you're the one who picks up, right? Oh, hi.
I think information, it's very normal to ask about your friends to your friends
about their husband's cheating.
No, not that. Oh. But if that's in the news, then
look, you don't make up the news, but you do inform. You want to have both sides of the story.
Yeah.
So you ask for more information. You're like a Tracy. Tracy's just asking questions.
I really feel like they've done a disservice with Tracy because she isn't actually a housewife, but she feels so involved and gets invited to everything. Yet we know nothing about her. We've never even gone into her home. Where are her children?
Do we need to go into the
home? I want to humanize Tracy. Right now, she just seems like obnoxious. Okay. Right now, I feel like she's trying to like fit into the group. And actually, I really appreciate. Actually, do you know she's Snooki's neighbor?
Snooki's neighbor? Snooki? Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. And Snooki's told her
they're like the same age.
You're there for the wine, not the drama.
Oh, okay. But would you read this? I like that.
I don't know. But I feel like, you know, she's trying to like. I actually really like her. I think she's being genuine and calling Teresa out for her shit, but she just seems like kind of like, not like a narc, but annoying.
It's like,
little
it's like Elise. Remember we had this problem with Elise in New York. We didn't know anything about her. And then she came in just to like take down Ramona. And it's like, hold on. If we want to be on your side, we need to know more about you.
Yes.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then, you know, they go to at the treescape, then they go to the lunch part of it. There's s'mores there, but Tracy thinks it's better that they don't get near fire. And, you know, I'm happy. I'm all about love. I'm in a love bubble. Did I stutter? She's like, you ask your husband to ask questions to my boyfriend. I have a problem with it. And there's stuff about you being the nanny. And I'm like, ooh, say it.
Was there the nanny thing? Yes. I thought it was. The NBC thing.
I know, but now people are also saying she was the nanny too. So maybe they met on the set of the Today Show and then he hired her as the nanny and then he hired her to be his next wife.
Got it.
You know? Got it. And then she's like, and you to like Marge, she's like, you're saying all these things about my boyfriend being abusive. And she's like, oh, I'm not saying that. The ex-girlfriends are saying that.
I know. Marge has like great, I mean,
Marge
I love
one of those people that stays calm. Like,
has nothing to hide.
Right. But she's also one of those people that drives you nuts. Like it's how Noella was in OC this week. Like, you know, it just pisses you off more when they have like a relative same level of calmness or like when they're speaking with you, like they don't raise their voice as much.
That's what you do.
I do that. It's very annoying. I know. But like, you know, they're just kind of like, like they're answering your questions, but they're not answering in the tone you want it to be in. Right, you want them to yell a little bit more so that you can go at it. She's protecting the love bubble. She's leaving. She's had enough of this shit. She's done with them all, you know? And she's like, Melissa, make sure your friends aren't talking to me. And then like leaves in a golf cart.
And she gets escorted off. Bye. And then she's like, but make sure to wear my,
I'm leaving my workout clothes.
Athletic leisure to the game.
Your names are on the bags. I'm out. Drive me back to my car. are we going to see Antonia Sweet 16 this season?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Joey didn't like that. I didn't get a sweet 16. My sister got a wedding and I didn't get anything.
I know. He's always comparing.
He's always. Okay.
This broke my heart. Oh God, this is going to be so hard when they have to leave.
We didn't get a special episode about this.
No, it's going to be next week.
No, I'm saying
we're going to go down memory lane. We're going to see Nono with the octopus. Oh. We're going to see.
If we don't see Joe doing the splits or Melania calling him an old troll asking for pizza, I'm going to be livid.
They're
going to
make it like very sentimental, I feel like.
That is, if you put that in black and white, that's sentimental. Give me pizza, you old troll. Make it a little bit longer, slow motion it.
But it is. It's so sad. They're like, this is like the last part of our dad in the United States. And it's just going to be really hard. The girls do not want to move. I think they're reluctant to move because it's a piece of their father. But yeah. They don't really want to also move.
They're not crazy about moving in with Louie. But which I think is just because also it's like it's been the five of them for so long. Mm-hmm. Like truly, it's really been the five of them. And now all of a sudden we're adding three more to the mix, right? Like Louie and his two sons. So it's just like, it's a different vibe. Like it's been the girls.
Will never be the same.
Yeah. You know,
complete privacy.
Well, and then she's like, oh yeah, you're sad about this. So let me tell you about my friends. Let me tell you, only Dolores had my back, you know? And she's like, and I asked them to wear the workout gear. And like, I feel like Gia's like, okay. Gia's like, basically, tell me what I need to do.
But sometimes I feel like she's totally ride or die for her mother. But other times I feel like she really puts her mom into place and gets her back down to earth.
I think in theory, she's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I can talk to my mom that way, but none of you can talk to my mom way. Right. You know, like that's my mom.
You guys, Dolores wore the Dorinda workout outfit. This is the third time we've seen this outfit.
The third? Or, I know, definitely the second when she went to box at Jen's.
Boxing at Jen's. Then she wore it practicing with Frank Sr. Then she wore it to the actual event.
You don't think that was the same day?
Oh, you think they practiced before? No, I think this was done different days.
Oh, interesting. I thought maybe this was just that the could same. Make some. I think they're just maybe they're cutting it or something. I don't. I based on the way people played, I don't think there was a lot of practice had.
I agree.
Okay, Jackie, I am so appreciative of you being so brave and sharing this story. Like to basically, she's saying like, I didn't think I have a problem, and I now know I have a problem.
She admitted to being anorexic.
It's just this and the conversation she had with Evan. I'm just,
but she's never, so she's taken her kid to ice cream and never gotten the ice cream. That's wild. She hasn't had an ice cream in 20 years.
Oh my God, I think she'd love it so much.
I feel like she'd get sick. I'd love to know what she actually eats in a day.
No, I don't. I don't want to know. I'd be curious.
I actually think everyone has disordered eating, and I mean she's a severe case.
Okay,
but everyone has disordered eating. And
I just think, I mean, I love the conversation that she had with Evan too, where she was literally like, okay, well, if I like gain weight, will you still love me? And you know, she's talking to a psychotherapist too, saying Evan met me at this weight, and so I think I have to stay looking like this because that's how he met me. You know, it's not like I was big and like I lost weight, and he's like, I'll love you, however. And I'm like, oh, Evan.
I'm sure Evan is exhausted. He's like, we can't go on vacation for more than 4 days. They have to call a restaurant to see if they can steam vegetables. Like,
I think it's more like he's just worried about his wife, though. That he's like, I want to enjoy life, meaning go to a meal with you. And like, that's the way that couples bond, is like having dinner together and like the things that he wants to do. And he's like, I don't think he's like pressuring her. He's like, I want you to get better for your own sake.
I agree with that, but this is exhausting for him too. There's so many restrictions on their life.
Sure. I just, like, you know,
they haven't gone on a vacation for more than 4 days. That's crazy.
Where do they need to go? They got four kids. 4 days of vacation is enough.
They live like 6 hours from Europe.
Okay. You know, what do you need to go to Europe for? I'm just kidding. I'd love to go. I really would love to go. I will go with Andrea.
Good for him. Good for
him. I think he's just a very supportive husband. He's like, you know, I'd ask you what I can do. And now it's just like, you need to want yourself to get better. And I'm here to support you. I love that.
I think her finally admitting that she is anorexic was like huge. I don't think that homework this week, getting an ice cream cone, is going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. But you know
what? That seems like a big step.
However she does it, as long as she feels that she's getting help and, you know, it's happening for her and she's being healthier with herself, then great. I'm happy for her. I also was happy for Jen because she is coming in guns a-blazing. She's like, I have no allies, but maybe I'm okay with the girls. Bill, you're not doing shit for me anyway, so I'm going to embarrass the hell out of you on TV.
What did you think about her black polka dot dress?
It was fine. It was
Bothered me. It stood out to me.
Oh, I didn't notice it. I wanted the crab cakes that she was eating. I love when she's like, I'm getting some drinks. She's like, I haven't been drinking with the girls. He's like, oh, she's like, you like drunk Jenny. He's like, I do not like drunk Jenny.
No, I feel like when she orders that second, he's like,
When she says, when she cheers him and she goes, and if it doesn't work out, I get half and takes a sip from the drink. I'm like, Bill, you done fucked up.
Like, marriage is work, you know? But yet her mom is just still mad at Margaret. You know,
I mean, well, I'm mad at Margaret too. She shouldn't have said it.
I know.
I do want to say we were asking about the coffee mate, and Margaret did admit that she carries it around with her. Not usually a big bottle like that.
Coffee mate. I've never seen that either.
I know. I want Snickers coffee
mate. That sounds delicious.
I've gotten so what I like to do in the coffee mate. I have my regular one, which is just like a sugar-free French vanilla coffee mate. Okay. That's what I put. And it's also with a Dunkin' Donuts French vanilla flavored K-cup.
Oh,
okay. So it's like a hit and a hit.
Oh, sure.
I could drink it.
Yeah,
I can, but I sometimes I just like an extra. Okay, but around the holidays.
Oh, sure. Peppermint.
Oh, no. A cookies and cream. Really good with like an Earl Grey tea, too. Okay. Add a little cookies and cream creamer. A delicious treat for at night.
Oh, wow.
I love, you know, I'm not a hazelnut person.
I'm not either. I'm coffee and half and half.
I love to try a flav. So like I'm going to look for that Snickers. And if I find that Snickers, I'm going to get it.
Yeah, you should. I
also like, what's the one that's like, it's not Coffee Mate. It's something Delight, the cream brand. They always have like really fun flavors.
Cafe Delight, maybe.
Something like that. But I'm like, see a fun flavor, I'm going to buy it. Like, I'm just always like, ooh. And then I have like, all these creamers.
Like, lasts forever.
It does. I've had the cookies and cream one for like almost 6 months now. And it doesn't go bad. I'm like, I got to throw it away. No. And then just I was out of creamer.
Cancer.
No, it's just. It's still good. The date hasn't passed.
Is it good for your body?
That doesn't matter. It's a little. It's
just a little.
The expiration. I don't care if it's curdled. It's the expiration set. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah. But I just, you know, I think that Jen is just kind of like, I don't have any allies here. So like,
she's like, I'm sick of giving you a pass. Like, you suck. What you've done to me, how embarrassing the world knows. And you're not even fucking sticking up for me. I'm going to have 7 margaritas now and you're going to drive me home and I'm going to barf on you. Not even in the car.
No, she's like, and I'm going to barf. Like, I'm going to open the glove compartment. I'm going to puke in there. I'm going to let it come out of the little sides. Okay. So not only do you just get a car wash, you're getting that shit detailed. Okay. And that's not like a detail. Like that is not a cloth wipe. Okay. That is someone's going in with a toothpick and they're getting a toothbrush.
Okay.
And that's how much I'm messing up your car, you little freaking shit.
Do you think he's lost business?
No.
Okay.
Also, do you?
Yes. Also, okay. I can't believe he didn't come to the softball game. Like that just, the thing is, it's like Jen wants to fit in so much with this group and you can't even come to that, you know?
I think I thought too, was like, this was like a charity event. So I felt like this was like the perfect opportunity to come, but I don't know why he has to apologize to the men. He owes the men nothing.
No,
like they were like, he should be here to apologize to us and like apologize to the men. And I'm like, for what? He owes you guys a nothing. He was defending his wife and you guys like ran him out there like, but he should have been there because it was for charity and, you know,
raised $200,000. Amazing.
That's so awesome. Guys, we spent too much time at the baseball game. This you messaged me
the longest baseball game. I was like, I needed like a cup. Like we watched the entire game. We saw every inning and how did they win?
They probably started telling the other team, play with your non-dominant hand and just miss.
Yeah.
And just hit a lot of pop flies.
Right.
You know? Okay. Hey, we've got to be like Teresa texting all of them and being like, be my stunning models wearing my workout gear. And
I love
that Marge was like, absolutely not. I'm taking a page out of Louis' book.
How is she going to learn if I wear them?
So
and then when she's like, oh, you're not going to wear it again. She's like, no, we're good. She's like, oh, you're going to say it like that? She's like, yeah, I am.
Let's talk about Gia.
It's like Gia's like, well, we're in the same thing. I mean, you're wearing black leggings. Like she's like, well, you guys, you know.
And Gia just, here's the thing, Gia, as soon as you enter the ring, prepare to get some hits back. Okay.
I know it's very tricky because it's always like, don't talk about the kids.
No, but if the kids start something, then right. No,
you're and over that's 21. You're of drinking age.
Well, no, but also like I know we talked about this before. Cause you had said when she was talking to her uncle when the beginning of the season, right. And you were like, you respect elders, you know, you don't talk to them. I was like, okay, but that's family. So to me, I understood that when it comes to like this conversation with Marge, no.
Yeah, you're playing. You're playing.
Yeah, like I think like if you have your own family dynamic, it is what it is. Okay. So you want to talk about, but not to Marge, like absolutely not. And then what annoyed me is like that conversation, like Marge is clearly like taken aback by it, right? She's like, oh, like, no, I'm just not going to do it. And then when Gia goes in the bathroom, she's like, Marge was such a bitch to me. It's like, you know, Teresa's mom things are going to come out.
Right, right.
Like any mom there. And it's like, they're already so mad at each other. Like Dolores finally is just like, I'm just going to put it on because I don't want to deal with the drama. Melissa's like, I'm not getting in another family fight about a pair of freaking leggings.
It was smart from Melissa.
Also, Melissa came in full Envy outfit, but like, we're not going to wear other people's brands. Like Melissa was like wearing a hat with Envy that she was.
Melissa, very smart to wear it. Keep your sister silent. Although you're not in the wedding, which is also awkward. And Joe Gorga said, of course he would like make his like, sister brother-in-law in part of a wedding. It is kind of fucked up. If you're gonna have eight,
if you have an eight, just make her number nine. Who cares? Yes,
Joe's probably. Do you think Joe's on Louise?
Oh, interesting. I didn't think about that. I'd say yes.
Yeah, me too.
And then this is what Teresa will say. Who's gonna watch your kids if you're in the wedding? And so is Joe. That will 100% be her excuse. And Melissa will be like, my kids are like 12 16. And up, you know,
literally I'm having a 16th birthday party for her.
Like, but I feel like that will be your kids. Well, I just, you know, someone you're lucky you got invited. Also, I still don't understand why she needs a big wedding unless she's getting the spinoff. I'm just saying.
She's not getting the spinoff. I don't even think she's going to film it. She's not getting filmed.
I didn't like,
she's going to start filming right after.
Okay. So we'll get like the honeymoon maybe.
No, I think she didn't even get engaged on camera.
But she had a whole people special. So it's not like there wasn't.
No, but I mean, I think like she's keeping some things private. Close.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't like what she said when Marge was up and she's like, her ass wouldn't jiggle as much if she was in my leggings. I'm like, well, Marge is in Lululemon.
Yeah, that's bad.
And I have to imagine that Lululemon is better than your leggings.
Right, right.
And also what the fuck?
I know that's not cool.
Anyways,
I love Marge's hair. I love this scarf and the long braids. I just liked her look.
Yeah.
I didn't need Joey Gorga to cut up his uniform.
Joe Gorga just thinks he's the hottest shit. He is like so enamored with himself. Like I think in his head, he's like, Melissa and I are the most beautiful Bravo couple.
I mean, if
they are attractive, but good looking. They are good looking, but like Melissa's lips are very distracting this season. I don't know if you've noticed. I think
she's so flawless.
Oh, I agree. But again,
you're
just poor.
I know. Jennifer's body looked amazing. I love that she wore a helmet. Luckily she did.
That fall down Friday.
Oof. She fell hard.
Hard. Okay. Shall we take a quick break and we'll come back with OC?
Okay.
Yeah. Orange County. So this was a better episode, you guys.
Really? Okay. Was it? I didn't even know. So. I don't even know what we're fighting about. They're fighting to fight.
It's just, if there's a sprinter van involved, it's going to be good, but it's not going to make sense. I was like, please show us that Kevin is driving.
Wait, also, I felt like the whole time I was waiting for this like lead up, I felt like they kept on talking about the elevation. They had to get the oxygen. They had to get.
That's why they were so drunk.
I mean, they were drunk, but not so like
they were. Oh, no. That dinner, they were all wasted. 100%. All of them. You could just see it. Maybe not like I could just see it. I could see it in Gina's eyes. I could see it in Emily. Heather was there. Like, I was like, everyone.
I could see it in Heather when she got back to the house.
They were.
When she was wanted to literally assault Nicole.
Noella?
Yes.
Nicole.
Oh, Nicole. Nicole Weiss?
Weiss?
Are you Nicole Weiss? You sued me.
I want to know more about Jen being engaged 7 times.
But did you hear that Emily then said I was engaged 8 times?
I don't believe that. No. Was that a joke?
I don't know. Maybe there's a lot of G-chat proposals.
Oh, maybe I've missed some of mine.
I need to go into your Gmail, see if there's any proposals waiting.
Wait, I feel like, okay, so Danielle 19 times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now 21. Like, I think she's at 21 now.
Right.
Marty. And then you remember like that like guy who was like very young, like right after her thing.
Danny,
with
Marty, the security guard?
No, she was never engaged to Danny. He was like some like he was like dating her best friend, but then he left her.
I would love to do like the caliber of people.
I want to see photos. Because when they asked, why'd you choose Ryan? Also, do you notice that everyone's just calling him Ryan now? No one's calling him Ryan. Like, everyone's calling him Ryan, but they're like, why'd you choose Ryan? She's like, why do you ask me hard questions? And I'm like,
I just,
you don't even know if you put him as your emergency contact.
Also, like, I just don't find this like major her being able to get like super deep with people or having like core connections. I'm like, how did you have 7 people propose to you? And seriously, how many diamond rings are left?
Yeah.
Did the billionaire before give her a ring?
She said it was a billionaire.
Oh, maybe he's a billionaire. He's really rich.
Oh, the guy that sued her. Oh.
Like, for $850,000 or something?
I don't know.
Wasn't she pretending it was his twin?
All right. I'm convinced she used to be fun. Stories. I think she used to be fun. I feel like she used to be fun, and then she got like her MD, her degree, whatever it was. And then she's like,
I haven't really get it. Then there's
we're
now
not
some
sure
stuff about
we're
that.
Not sure. But I think all of a sudden she became like a docta. We'll spell it like DOCTAH because we're not sure if it's real or not. She became a
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Doctor. And then was like, I have to be serious. And like, she's like fitting this persona that she needs to.
No, but like, she's very clinical. Like, she's a black or white person. There's no gray. Like, my life is in gray. Like, there's wiggle. There's
a red room?
No, it's just like, there's like wiggle rooms. Like, not all the rules apply to everybody.
Right.
Rules
are made not one size fits all. Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
But I think there's other people that are black and white. Like,
I don't know. There's something about like there's a previous life because she met him at a buffet in Vegas. Yes. And let's be real. When you're going at that age, when you're going to a buffet in Vegas, it's because you had a night before.
Right.
And you are like, I got to have a buffet and you're going for the mimosas too.
Right. He was wearing the white sunglasses.
Yeah. And she said, why are you wearing white sunglasses? Marry me. Now, what if she did the proposals?
Oh,
I'm just saying
she kind of did with Ryan. I think
there's a life before. I'm convinced.
Well, let's dig deeper, Dr. Jen.
Yeah. Like, where'd the fun go?
Yeah.
Like, RHOC should be fun. Dr. Jen, not fun.
This episode just felt like, let's get in fights to fight. Heather was trying.
Let's talk about the room choices. So Heather wanted to be queen bee on this trip, even though it's kind of Emily's, right? Because she set up the private plane. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, who?
And then when we got to the house and then Heather was like, follow me. I always know where to go. I'm like, bitch, this isn't even your house. And then she was like, okay, now follow Trisha up the stairs to the room. And I'm like, this is not your trip, Heather.
She loves control.
And then she was like, when it came to the rooms, what I love about Noella, I love how much Noella gets under Heather's skin. It's one of the reasons I loved Kelly Dodd too, when it came to Heather, because Heather, there's no control over this person. Like, you can't read them. You can't figure out what the, like their personality is chaos.
She hates her because she can't control her.
No, I know. Yeah, I'm agreeing. Right. Like same with like Kelly Dodd, right? Like they don't fall underneath. Like even Shannon to like a little bit was kind of like knew with the status quo, especially like when we keep flashing back to the older seasons, like knew with the status quo that there had to be a level of respect because they ran in similar circles.
Right.
You know, and so it's just like all very interesting when it comes to the rooms. And Noella actually made me laugh when she was like, there's two masters. Well, my dad did just die. And it made me laugh because it was like, she's trying to like lighten the situation. I know what she's like. She has dark humor.
Master bedroom. You're supposed to say primary.
Okay. But I just love that she was like she said it. And then Heather's like, ew. Who says my dad died? Do I get a choice? And I'm like, Heather, you just cannot, like, you don't understand dark humor. You cannot understand that, like, Noella's making a joke.
Right. But and like, I didn't like that either.
Oh, I didn't think. I thought it was just like, Noella lightening the, like, she's just making the situation more light. And then when she's like, actually, I'll take this one. Like, I'm the last to go to bed. And if you want to go in the jacuzzi, it wouldn't bother me because I'll be awake. And Heather's like, I have to go to the lower level. I'm like, all right, Luann. Take a breath.
The dungeon. Doesn't Noella like dungeons?
And I felt like there was a lot of slut shaming this week. Like, I felt like she was kind of slut shaming Noella there. And then felt like, well, because she's like, just give her a pair of handcuffs and she'll love this dungeon.
Oh,
it felt like that. But, and then when Paige said,
very braggy about her dungeon room. Like, I know. I just literally went on a tour of it.
I think I just cannot stand Heather. And so I'm like, just, but also when Paige said, like, what are we running a brothel here about like Lindsay hooking up with this guy? I was like, oh, so now we're doing that. But if it was Sierra and Austin, you probably wouldn't say it was a brothel, would you?
Mm.
I don't like that.
Okay. Yeah. Slut shaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moving back to Orange County. And I just love that Heather's just like, I guess I'll just go. I don't even care what the room is. I don't care. And then everyone's getting the idea. She's like, I have to unpack when I get on the trip. I have to unpack.
See, like, Heather, I'm like the opposite of you. I really like that Heather unpacked. You guys unpack on your trip. It makes it so much easier.
There's nothing wrong with unpacking. It's just more like, hey, everyone's getting the IV. Like, hey, I'm going to just like quickly unpack. Like, everything is like a moment with her. Like, oh yeah, I'm late to the IV party. First off, I don't think did she even get an IV?
Probably not.
I think Terry's the only one she lets poke her with a needle.
Probably. Yeah.
And it just was like, oh yeah.
Poke her in other ways too.
There's a word for you in med school, David, and it's called penis.
Remember when he said that? Do you remember that?
No.
What, Mary?
No.
In the episode where they're trying to take David the doors Bedore? Down. And wait, he's like,
no. Hey, we just David. Watched that.
Yes. He says, David, there's a term for you and it's called penis. And he really thought he did something. Yes, Mary. We just watched this episode like 2 months ago.
In December.
Literally. 3-4 months ago. We just watched this. And he calls him a penis. And it's like, you thought you did something there, didn't you, Terry?
That's a good one. A new joke hitting me.
It's not new.
I know.
An old joke resurfacing.
It's new to me.
That damn concussion.
It's new to me.
Okay. So then like they all decide to go to dinner. First off, I actually really loved Emily's look here. It was like this like cowgirl chic.
Are you serious?
You guys tell me.
Awful. Guys, it was atrocious.
I don't know what to say. I really enjoy Emily's fashion.
It is so bad. That was horrible.
I thought it was really cute.
Oh no, they all looked so dumb to me. They looked so over the top. They like didn't
I love
know
that Gina
wear.
Is an Amazon shopper because again, that rattlesnake skirt that she wore, I definitely bought that. I returned it. It was not good, but she kept it. And I think that Gina, you know, Lala, Paige, they're all Jax, they're all doing these Amazon drops.
Oh, Gina. Jax does it too.
Yeah, it's Gina.
How do you know that?
Because it's like it's on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Like but I'm just like, I don't know how often he does. He used to at one point they were doing it. It's like for his like dad gear. Okay. You have you have 4 inches of grass and yes, you need a John Deere for that. Sure. Jax, whatever. But like Gina should be doing an Amazon drop because I feel Absolutely. Like she actually literally wears Amazon all the time.
Yeah. And it looks great.
Yeah. I believe me. The amount
she looks so good this season. Like think about the evolution of Gina.
Fabulous.
From rat tails to bobs.
Ooh, yes, and that bleached out hair. Oh, she looks. This is the best she's ever looked. And we know she's feeling herself. We know.
Yeah, and she should.
So we go to dinner, and yeah, let's tell everybody something you don't know. Heather has ugly feet. It's like, you know, in like Mean Girls, again, my second Mean Girls reference, where she's like, ugh, I have too big of shoulders. Like, ugh, my hairline sucks. And she's like, I have bad breath in the morning. Ew. It's like, Heather, ugly feet.
These conversations, what would you say? Tell us something we don't know.
Oh, we like do these as like icebreakers at work all the time, and I hate them. Mine is that in the same year I was in a Super Bowl halftime show and on a Rose Parade float.
Right. Wait, you had another one too, though.
Probably.
What was it?
I don't know. But then it turned into something we don't know about you to embarrassing. So then Shannon's like, oh my God. So my dad got a car at an auction. I had to drive it. And like, okay. And she's like, it was a lot. And then Gina's like, oh, you guys, I'll beat you. I've got a story. Oh my God. It's so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. Oh, you guys, I am so embarrassed by this story. Okay. I like this guy, but then he was picking somebody else up. So I was in the front seat and I had to get to the back seat, and she's like, and then I turned around and I hear him go, you know, I'm trying to pull the chair up, and he goes, oh, and I'm thinking, oh my God, she shit her pants or she had her period. That's what I'm thinking. Like, you can see it on her butt. And she's like, I thought it was a two-door and it was a four-door car. Can you believe that? Oh my God. How embarrassing. And I'm like, when are we embarrassed?
Right.
You thought of four door is a two door. I'm like, no, right. If you like shat your pants. Yeah. That's embarrassing. Right. And so, you know, boring.
It was bad. And then,
but this is why I know Heather is drunk. Go ahead. This is why Heather was drunk.
Cause she brings up the pushing incident
out of her own volition, her own thought process.
Her goal this trip was like, I need Noella to delete that claim. Like,
but let
that
me tell
needs
you.
To be erased. That needs to be said. That was false. That's completely made up. I'm going to clear my name. That is the goal of the trip.
Did you remember what I thought she was talking about some incident that we had no idea what it was about. I could not remember that they had talked about this already. I had no idea.
I remember this.
That
was a big allegation.
I had already forgotten about it because first off, it was like 8 weeks ago.
No, but I think this is a big allegation to say that Heather threw someone against the wall in her home.
But I didn't even remember that. What I'm saying is like Heather brought this
Emily
up. Emily and Gina for sure. Okay. This is what I think happened.
Okay.
We see the flashback where Heather pushes a camera away. So we don't necessarily see somebody shoved into a wall. Mm-hmm. What sounds like happens, we see that. They see that. And then someone comes down, Noella, Emily, and Gina, and I bet Nicole, remember they're all like talking at one point, you know, somebody comes to that area and says, you guys, this is what just happened. They were all at that conversation. They all heard, and at that point, there weren't any sides. Gina hadn't kissed Heather's ass so much that she was one. She was just getting to know her. And so I think at that point, they were probably like, oh, is this something we should like bring up on the show? Like, oh, Noella, when you go meet with her next week, you should say something. That I feel like that's the kind of thing that happened. And so
but I also don't think that Heather pushed someone. I don't believe that.
Guys, this is bad.
You?
I want to believe it.
You want to believe it, but I just don't believe it.
I think what happened is that she pushed a camera out of way. Either the person stumbled a little. I don't think Heather like viciously pushed somebody.
I don't either.
I don't think it was.
So then to me, like the claim, it's all false claims. So
but it's
Noella
like,
just discredits herself. Then she's rewinding, saying she didn't even hear it, but she heard it from someone.
It was like Heather, it's driving. And Noella is so calm during this whole thing. And even Noella says, you want to bring that up here? Like Noella's like, what the, I'm not bringing this up. Heather just cannot stand. And Noella's like, okay. And she's like, Emily, like, this is why I think it did happen, because she's like, Emily, you were there. Like, we compared notes. And Emily is like, I'm on Heather's good side. And we're trying to, Heather and Gina are Heather, trying to gang up on Shannon right now. So
you could tell that Heather storms off, but you can tell Emily has had some type of conversation about it.
Because Emily says, I've never accused her of that.
She has some knowledge.
She's very careful with her words. So she's not saying so. But also when Heather walked out of that restaurant, I'm like, wow, Heather is actually the embodiment right now of a stick up her ass. The way she was walking.
Terry will call me a plane and I will leave here tomorrow morning if she does not apologize.
It's me or her, basically. And I'm like, what the fuck, Heather? You don't get
too much power, though.
Yeah, you don't get to decide this. This is not, this is an ensemble cast. You pick their side, one side or the other, you're gone. We don't like it. We don't want it. I also don't like that they're coming after Shannon. Heather, no one gives a shit about your live podcast. Shannon called you to say hi, but apparently didn't say hi. And do you need her to yes and this conversation?
I feel bad for Shannon.
I love Shannon. I love her.
It sounds like the twins are living with her full time.
Mm-hmm.
She's only getting 5 hours of sleep a night. She's running a company.
Also, it's like, why? Like, Heather, as Sutton Strack once said, let the mouse go. Your podcast was to 20 freshman students who probably got extra credit for attending in their class.
I know.
It's like, I wonder
how many listeners she gets on her podcast.
I'm sure she inflates the numbers just like she inflates her body.
Inflates her body?
Like plastic surgery. It was a plastic surgery. Like filler. Yeah. It failed. Okay. You know what? They don't always all land.
How many episodes are we going to get of Bass one?
Oh my God. Three. I bet you three.
Oh God. No.
So then we go. Okay. So then Heather storms off. She's like, it's me. Terrible. Send the jet. They get in this van. This is why we need the show to provide subtitles under each person. We need to know exactly. Laughing. Nobody knows. Shannon's crying because she's like, why are we fighting? Like, no fighting, Jen.
Jennifer's
physically there, but not emotionally.
Heather out.
Like, what? Just watching this, Heather telling Noella to shut up. I'm like,
I loved that.
A team that really hit here. For me. That I just feel me. Like Emily trying to get out of the van. She's like, Gina, move. And Gina's like, no. And so Emily just tries to flip herself over the seat in front of her. I'm like, this is just, what are we fighting about in this van? I literally don't know what we're talking about. Shannon is like, why are you laughing? Heather starts yelling at her. And she's like, Heather, I'm not even talking. I'm talking to Gina. She's like, well, I thought you were talking to me. So shut up. Like the whole thing is like, everybody's wasted in this car.
Fighting about nothing. I appreciate people fighting about leggings, but I didn't know what we were fighting about here.
Well, and then Heather, like everyone's literally like basically defending Heather. And then Shannon's sitting there to listen rationally, just like talking to Noelle, right?
The peacemaker.
And Heather's like, no one's supporting me. I'm like, what? This is how I know how drunk you are. Like everyone's literally like, Noelle, you're a crazy person. Emily left the table to go talk to you. Everyone's trying to leave the table to get away from Noella.
You know what I would say? Heather's idea of a friendship is a dictatorship.
Wow. And you're not wrong. She wants little minions.
Yes.
It's like the whole thing is just wild to me. And then she's like, I don't like how she goes after Shannon. So not only should go after Shannon at dinner. She can't stand
Shannon. She's pretending. They pretend like they like each other. All the flashbacks. My first
impression of Shannon was, oh my God, I'm so excited for another friend. I'm going to steal your seat at Javier's. And wow, you're unhinged.
Yeah. She can't stand Shannon.
Can we call a 5150? Should we call an ambulance? Terry,
we need an ambulance. You will all see the truth. I'm seeing the truth.
It's just like, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on. And then Noella, I love when like Noella is like, Shannon's like, can you just freaking apologize? Like, no, because in the van, Noella goes, I can't believe this is only night one.
I didn't think this was going to come up so quickly.
Can we do a poll of whose side are you on, Noella or Heather's? Or like did Heather push a camera? And then like, okay, regardless of how you felt on that one.
Three questions though.
Oh, that's true. You can do up to four.
Whose side are you on? Heather, Noella, nobody.
Or like, does Emily, like, who knows about the, like, I feel like there's just so many things we could do on this.
Okay.
But it's like, work on that. When Noella's like, okay, hey, Heather, can we have a one-on-one? She's like, no. And she's like, okay, well, you just let me. And she goes, you know what? No, we're going to do this now.
Heather, but she's like scary.
This is the real Heather.
I agree with that.
She's scary. I don't like her. She's scary. Anything else, Orange County? I mean, I felt that this episode was, again, you're right. Like nothing happened, but I thought that this was, no,
I was bored.
I like this one better than I like Jersey.
Oh, the game was just too long for you.
Summer House, Orange County, Jersey for me.
Oh, no. Summer House, Jersey, Orange County.
That's fine. You could be a chronological girl. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, anything else to mention?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, guys, we will see you guys next week. Hey, by the time we talk next week, it'll finally be April.
Amen.
All right. All right. Till next week.
All right. Bye.